International Bible Studies. Lesson for February 9, 2025, John the Baptist. Key verse. Among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Matthew 11, verse 11. Selected Scripture, Matthew 11, verse 7 through 15. Both Malachi and Isaiah prophesied that God would select an individual who would prepare in advance the way of the Lord. Malachi 3, verse 1. Isaiah 40, verse 3 through 5. Matthew 11, verse 10. This special ambassador was John the Baptist. The angel of the Lord informed John's father that his wife, advanced in age as he was, would bear a son, and they should name him John. The angel announced concerning John that many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Luke 1, verse 5 through 17. When Jesus reached 30 years of age, he came to John, who had been preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. When John saw Jesus, he proclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Then Jesus asked John to baptize him. When Jesus came up out of the water, John bare record, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him." Luke 3, verse 2 through 23, John 1, verse 19 through 34. Later, when John was put in prison, Jesus proclaimed to the multitudes the words of our key verse, "Among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Matthew 11, verse 11. The expression kingdom of heaven refers to the spiritual phase of the messianic kingdom, which began to be developed at the time of Christ's earthly ministry and death. This continued at Pentecost with the pouring out of God's Holy Spirit upon individuals who would dedicate their lives to serve our Heavenly Father. Acts 2, verse 1 through 41, Romans 12, verse 1, Hebrews 3, verse 1. This heavenly calling has continued throughout the gospel age, up to and including the present time. One of the titles the scriptures assign to Jesus is bridegroom. As a group, his faithful followers will become his bride. Revelation 19, verse 7, 22, verse 17. John the Baptist explained, "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice." John 3, verse 29. John's ministry belonged to the prior Jewish age, which was about to end. Yet, because he died before Jesus has opened the invitation to be part of the kingdom of heaven, John would not be considered part of the bride class, though he rejoiced to be a friend of the bridegroom. John the Baptist, along with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets, will be rewarded for their faithfulness by being resurrected on earth as perfect human beings. They will be princes in all the earth, serving as instructors and examples for all mankind in the earthly phase of the kingdom. Luke 13, verse 28, Psalms 45, verse 16, Hebrews 11, verse 4 through 40. When Jesus stated that he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he, we are not to infer that John the Baptist and all those righteous characters mentioned in the scriptures who lived before Christ's earthly ministry were less faithful than the gospel church. Rather, it means merely that God will resurrect them as perfect human beings on earth, while he has promised to resurrect the bride of Christ as perfect spirit beings, giving them immortality and the divine nature. 2 Peter 1 verse 4, Romans 2 verse 7, 6 verse 3 through 5, 2 Timothy 2 verse 11 and 12.